A decade ago, on the morning of September 11th, Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers watched TV as plumes of smoke poured out of the Twin Towers.
All of a sudden, there was a jarring of our building.
Rogers' D.C. area condo was just blocks from the Pentagon. After the plane crushed one side of the military complex, he ran to the window with his wife.
And saw that ugly black mushroom cloud rising above the Pentagon right there in my face. And Cynthia screamed out, "Hal, what's going on?" I said, "We're at war."
Last year, when WEKU spent a day with Rogers, the senior Republican recounted how that day changed the nation and his life.
We're no longer an island. We used to be safe because we had two oceans on either side and two friends on the north and south. We still have that, but we're now vulnerable.
When the Homeland Security Department was formed in the aftermath of the attacks, Rogers was named the first chair of the subcommittee charged with funding the agency. That meant he directly controlled much of the security apparatus that's been instituted since that dark day.
We had to feel our way along and try things and try another thing to try to build a defense for the country, and that's consumed me since.
Even for Kentucky's lawmakers who weren't yet in Congress, the attacks have colored their tenure. Kentucky Democrat Ben Chandler was elected 3 years later.
Well, it was a seismic shift for the nation.
Chandler sits on both the Foreign Affairs and the Intelligence Committees. From those posts, he's had an inside glimpse at the long, deadly struggle to stabilize Afghanistan. They also gave Chandler a say over domestic security measures. Along the way, he says Congress made some missteps.
We've probably done some overkill. We've probably been overly careful, and for instance, with airline security. But all you need is one person to get on a plane to cause incredible damage, the loss of lives, and untold trouble for the country.
Those security measures rankle Kentucky's newest addition to Congress, Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Well, you know, I think some of the things at the airport really annoy those of us who travel frequently, and businessmen and women who have to travel around the country. I'm not sure they've made us safer. They've definitely made things more, onerous and unpleasant to go through the airport.
Then there's the Iraq War. At the time, Kentucky Republicans and the overwhelming majority of Congress supported the effort to dislodge Saddam Hussein from power. In 2006, the nation grew weary of that war and sent a new breed of anti-war Democrats to Washington. Kentucky's John Yarmuth was in that class.
Well, I don't think I would have ever even thought about running for Congress if it hadn't been for what I considered to be the follies of the Bush administration and the direction that they were going in. So, in a sense, I owe my career here to the aftermath of 9/11.
As for whether all the bombs that have been dropped and the new security measures have made U.S. citizens safer, Yarmuth says the attacks were a wake-up call.
I think the nation now is safer. I think the world is more dangerous, but I think we're much better equipped to deal with it now.
For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C.